Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Welcome to the show with the three amigos, Hotman, Crowder, and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca up to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop him, meet your deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, greatest Dolphin, to rock up 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the crew, so it's always about the you. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's on. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You spit the facts while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey, show out the salon. Welcome to the show out the salon. Welcome to the show out the salon. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. Final one of the week for us. Very exciting. Appreciate everybody spending a little bit of this Thanksgiving week with us. And today is a very special program because our own Jimmy Garcia turns 40 years old today. Happy birthday, Jimmy.
Thank you, Hawk.
You don't look a day over 40.
Hey.
Crowder is trying to be here. He wants to celebrate Jimmy's birthday with us. If you were listening to the show yesterday, you knew that he flew up to Maryland. He thought to interview the mayor of Maryland, which, of course, there is no mayor of a state. It's the governor, Wes Moore. And he's traveling back to South Florida today. And they did the pivot this morning, and then he was flying back today, but obviously tough day to travel, and he's a little bit delayed. But happy birthday, Jimmy Garcia. Also, if you were listening to this entire show yesterday, in the final segment, I mentioned I'm on a little bit of a gambling heater.
Mm-hmm.
Been racking up some dubs. And in the final segment yesterday, I said, I'm betting Tyrese Maxey under 32.5 points.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about the Sixers and the Magic. I mean, other than what I think anybody who just kind of watches the games knows. And obviously, Tyrese Maxey, they don't make the number 32.5 out of thin air. There's obviously, he's averaging around 32 points a game.
34 to be exact, second highest points per game in the NBA.
Somebody puts on the chat, why is Hawk dressed like Timu Where's Waldo? This is my Thanksgiving colors.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the one day of the year. I'm also wearing a shirt underneath it. Glad you asked, YouTube chatter. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
The shirt underneath it is my McDonald's Thanksgiving shirt. McDonald's 1980, I don't know. Thanksgiving breakfast shirt. I wore this. I was taping an episode, you know, I'm doing this podcast with Stugatz, and I said I've got two shirts that I can wear the day before Thanksgiving. This one, my L.L. Bean, that's got earthy Thanksgiving colors, and the other one is my McDonald's T-shirt that has to do with Thanksgiving breakfast, and I wore that on the Stugatz pod.
Was it a hit? I'm sure it was a big hit with Stu.
Oh, I went into a whole thing about how I'm kind of like Darren Ravel, tracking down little knickknacks that no one else is interested in, listen to it. It drops this afternoon. Take a listen.
Oh, I can't wait.
You sound like you're being a little smart alecky with the Stugatz pod.
I mean, can't wait. Can't wait to hear your Thanksgiving takes. Can't wait.
I mean, I sit here and I let you fawn all over FIU, and I do a podcast with Stugatz, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, can't wait, blah, 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 can't wait. Okay, well, I can't wait to listen to your ESPN3 broadcast of FIU next time. Anyway, I said I'm betting the Tyrese Maxey under 32.5. And it's the lovely game that you wait for when you bet an under, which is arrest your starters in the fourth quarter kind of game. Orlando, because whatever unders you had, I can't imagine anybody on Orlando hit the over. Everyone's not playing in the fourth quarter because Orlando destroyed the Sixers. And so Tyrese Maxey ended with 20 points, but I can't imagine he played more than, you know, 26, 27 minutes in the game. So hopefully you listened till the final minute of the show last night and you got the Tyrese Maxey under like I did. I've already put in a parlay for tomorrow. I have put in a parlay of the three games tomorrow. And again, I've been on a little bit of a heater. I have parlayed the Lions laying 2.5 against Green Bay, the Cowboys getting 3 from the Chiefs, and the Ravens laying 7 against the Bengals.
Wow. Even with Joe Burrow back in the game.
Yeah, that doesn't scare me too much because I imagine that it takes a little time. First of all, they weren't even... I just think Baltimore right now is a better team than Cincinnati, and I think a touchdown on Thanksgiving is fair. I think I took all three home teams, if memory serves correct. Anyway, happy 40th, Jimmy Garcia. We will celebrate him all day long. Today happens to be perfect for a birthday, National Cake Day. Mm-hmm. And that's also perfect for this show because we have a cake segment.
We do.
A frozen cake segment.
We do? Let's go.
I look forward to this day every year, podcast smart aleck. I look forward to this day every year, National Cake Day. We will listen to Solana and his frozen cake escapades. Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Zach Gelb from the Infinity Sports Network is going to join us today. Josh.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Chappelle is going to join us today. He's going to be filling in for us for a couple hours on Friday. And you've got the college football playoff rankings that were released last night. You know, before we get into headlines, USA Today does a winners and losers from the rankings release every week. And Miami is listed as a winner after last night's release.
Really?
And what they write is, I don't know if you saw where they were ranked, but after winning a shootout against Kansas State, number 13 Utah dropped one spot and is likely boxed out of the Big 12 championship race because of losses to number 5 Texas Tech and number 11 Brigham Young. Miami rose one spot to number 12 and will remain ahead of the Utes in the penultimate rankings by putting together a solid win against number 22 Pitt. By the way, obviously that's easier said than done, which returned to the rankings after beating number 23 Georgia Tech last week. The Hurricanes have become the one at-large team most ready to pounce in case of one loss or a combination of losses by Oklahoma, Notre Dame, and Alabama. So after the rankings last night, USA Today is saying, hey, Miami, they're getting better positioned to get a playoff spot. We'll see what happens. Again, it all starts with them beating Pitt. There's no question. I don't think that's going to be easy, but it all starts with them beating Pitt on Saturday. And hopefully, as we were talking with Gino Toretta yesterday, they can do it by 50 points and really do it emphatically. So it's a huge victory with a lot of style points. So we'll talk about that today as well. We'll do headlines here to open the show, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com.
Yeah, Gino kind of scared me a little bit about this this pick game. He talked about the quarterback, which looked really good. Really, he was impressed with how Pitt played on the game. He was on the call of a couple days before, so he scared me a little.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, Pitt at the end of the season has never been an easy game for the University of Miami. I mean, the end of the season in general has never been an easy go of it for the University of Miami, but Pitt is not a cakewalk. And I think the Hurricanes are like 6.5 or 7 point favorites, which seems to be a lot, but man, they could really use an emphatic victory on Saturday afternoon.
You think it matters, though? Even if they go in, they win by 20 plus points. Let's say they dominate Pitt. From start to finish, you think it really matters in the eyes of the committee at this point?
I believe that Notre Dame putting up a 70 burger on Syracuse mattered. And so I think if UM could go to Pitt and they want to make a case for themselves, I think if they can go to Pitt and put up a big shellacking against a ranked opponent, I think it goes a long way. You know, does it vault them eventually over Notre Dame? I don't know. But I know if they were to put up a ton of points and win that from whistle to whistle, that's going to serve them a lot better. We talked yesterday with Gino about recency bias. Final game of the season. And Miami's making this push that they should be being considered more than it seems like they are. So if you're going to make that push and there is recency bias, go out and hammer Pitt on the road and say hey, all this talk that Notre Dame is better at the end of the season than we are, did you see what we just did to Pitt? On the road, a ranked opponent? Like, yeah, I think it would matter.
Well, that game is coming up on Saturday at noon in Pittsburgh. Canes at Pitt. Another game outside of the state of Florida, which apparently that also matters to everybody at the four-letter network. Tonight, Hawk, NBA Cup play. Come on, lock in with me. Final game of group play. If the Heat win and the Knicks lose tonight, the Miami Heat lock up East Group C. The Knicks still have two more games. They'll play today and they play Friday. Two more group stage games. So we'll keep an eye on that. But even if the Knicks win tonight, a win for the Heat would go a long way because the best second place team also advances. Miami's point differential, which is what it comes down to, is better than anybody else currently in the Eastern Conference because of their 38-point win over your Chicago Bulls. So a win today against a Milwaukee Bucks team that's lost five straight, Giannis is questionable, would go a long way for the Heat.
Well, I want this NBA Cup thing more than anything that I've ever wanted in
Let's
the
go.
World.
So Let's I'm go. With you. Let's go, right, Hawk. That's what I want to hear, baby. That is what I want to hear. I am all in on the NBA Cup. We might see, Giannis still questionable. We may see Tyler Hero, Norman Powell for the first time tonight. We all know Tyler Hero debuted on Monday. Norm has been upgraded to probable for tonight's game.
All right. Somebody texts in, I was watching FAU George Mason basketball game last night. George Mason is honoring Coach L December 13th for the 20th anniversary of their Final Four run. Hmm. We should write that down.
December 14th?
Yeah. December 13th.
13th. Hawk, we got to find out later on in the show. Something else I wrote down, how Appel's feeling today, because I believe his USF football coach, Alex Golish, accepted a position to go coach the Razorbacks in Arkansas. He's headed to the SEC. He said deuces to Tampa, yeah. The fake South Florida team.
Gonzo.
Yeah. The Florida Panthers play tonight as well. Jimmy's going to be at the game. They've got the...
Yeah, a little birthday hockey action, Jimmy.
Uh-huh. Let's go.
What do you got? You're wearing that Panthers t-shirt. You're going to bring a sweatshirt or something?
Yeah. I'm going home, and then I'm going to get my jersey.
All right.
Going home?
No, I'm just saying, I'm leaving at 5,
uh-huh.
Getting my jersey, and we're going to go to the game. Because we're all meeting at my house.
You're going to go all the way home, or is your home closer to the stadium?
I don't think it is. I think it's not. A detour away from the stadium.
But
all this because you forgot your jersey, or all this
That seems like terrible planning, Jimmy.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Well, why didn't you just bring your jersey and go to the stadium?
Because we're all meeting at my house.
No, we get that. That's the part I'm objecting to. Why would you meet at your house if you're already... Like, why not just meet at the radio station?
Because we're not. Because that's how we planned it out.
I got you. What we're saying is that seems to be a faulty planning.
Is it?
Yes. Yeah, because...
what are you not getting? Yes!
Jimmy, the point of letting you leave early today was so that you would make puck drop on time for your birthday. You're now, despite leaving early, you're going to get there later had you just stayed here till 6, going all the way to Miami Lakes and then going to the arena.
No, because we're meeting at 5:15 at my house.
Yeah, okay. Good luck getting there at 5:15. You leave here
you
at 5.
You can get to your house in 15 minutes?
No. Okay, 5:15, 5:30. I can get there at 5:30.
But you don't see how this is bad planning?
Probably.
I don't think you do.
And by the way, you know, Hawk, very quick to jump all over National Cake Day. There's a National Chocolate Cake Day, which is when this segment should be saved for. We've got a couple Jimmy segments in the can as well.
I was wondering if we did.
Oh, 100% we do. We've got Jimmy admitting he's the most flexible person on this show.
Oh, that's a good one.
And we have Jimmy not knowing, perfect time with the holidays, what a candy cane is as well. In our archives.
I don't even remember that.
You don't remember Jimmy not knowing what part of the candy cane is the top and the bottom?
What?
I think this was either last holidays or the holidays before that.
So you thought what? The bottom stick was the top of the candy cane?
Yeah.
Huh. Fascinating.
Yeah.
You're a fascinating individual.
I am.
So just throwing that out there, Hawk, if you want to detour a little bit at any point.
40. You're 40 today, Jimmy. That's unbelievable.
Damn straight.
Yeah.
Are we meeting at the Cheetah tonight after the game? What's happening? I mean,
yeah, we'll meet. We'll all get together. We'll meet at Epcot, and then we'll drive down to Cheetah.
We really should do an Epcot trip together as a show, but that
why
would be
not?
Great.
Why not meet at the radio station, Jimmy, and just bring your jersey?
I don't know. That's the way it was planned.
Huh. Fascinating.
Great.
Interesting.
There were some, just to round out headlines here, there were some Dolphins notes. Everybody, according to Mike McDaniel on the active roster, practiced today or was going to practice when he spoke, and that has been confirmed by the media who were out there. Dolphins play the Saints. Don't forget, we're not going to be on the air next couple days, but Dolphins play the Saints.
I was going to ask Appel when he comes on because, you know, he did the Saints game last week.
That's got to be a tough a tough broadcast. The New Orleans
Saints.
He said
he's had some stinkers this year, but also he's got coming up in the next couple of weeks, Green Bay, Chicago.
Oh, that's
an excellent game. Yeah, so he's got some good ones coming up. He said it'll make up for New Orleans, Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Darren Waller, according to Fiorenez, was doing some light drills in his first practice back from IR. Austin Jackson, he writes, doing more and more, it seems. So everybody, in one way or another, that's on the active roster was practicing for the Miami Dolphins today. So as healthy as they've been coming off this bye week.
All right. It's all coming together.
Yes, sir. Your weather in South Florida right now, it is partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the mid to upper 70s. That's brought to you by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Visit chillzoneac.com.
Zach Gelb is going to join us next. It is that time of year. Opening day of championship meet at Gulfstream Park is tomorrow. Champions return to Gulfstream Park tomorrow for opening day of championship meet, where the world's greatest jockeys, trainers, and thoroughbreds compete for glory every Thursday through Sunday. So whether you're enjoying the races premium, trackside dining at 10 Palms, or you're enjoying the races in Silk Simulcast Room, or you're enjoying the races by standing front row on the apron, you'll feel the power, passion, and excitement of championship meet, and the weather is beautiful. I mean, Thanksgiving Day tomorrow at Gulfstream Park, or really, a visit there anytime this weekend. I mean, Gulfstream Park offers the hottest slots and electronic table games. They combine the excitement of casino gaming with the thrill of thoroughbred racing in one electrifying destination. And again, opening day, championship meet starts tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day. There is limited space, if any, at 10 Palms. You can elevate your Thanksgiving Day with a unique and thrilling experience in 10 Palms at Gulfstream Park. You gather with your family and friends, watch an incredible day of live racing, enjoy some incredible food at 10 Palms. And then all this stuff is coming up at Gulfstream, and I'll keep you aware of it as the season goes on. But they've got the wall calendar giveaway Friday, December 5th. They're going to have a big New Year's Eve celebration at 10 Palms. You can make reservations now. And of course, the Pegasus World Cup will be there, and tickets are on sale now. You can get all those tickets and you can get all the info online at GulfstreamPark.com.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Two fly pie and apple pan dowdy. That'll make your eyes pop out and your tummy say howdy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry Yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let us all give thanks for Zach Gelb and his regular appearances on our show. And I remind you, before we talk football, the best place to get geared up with Canes merch for the holidays, Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Zach Gelb's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He hosts afternoons nationally on the Infinity Sports Network. He joins us from the WFAN studios in New York City. New York City, home for tomorrow's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Are you a Thanksgiving Day Parade kind of guy, Gelby? Have you ever gone to, as long as you've lived in New York, have you ever gone to see the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
No. Two things I will never do is I will never stand in line for New Year's Eve to see the ball drop in New York City. And then the Thanksgiving Day Parade. If I knew of someone that had an apartment on the route, I would maybe go and just see it. But in terms of running and dashing with the masses, I'm good on that. By the way,
really,
I have to just say something really special here out of the gate. Feliz cumpleaños, Jimmy. Feliz cumpleaños,
that?
Jimmy. 40 años.
Yep, I'm 40 already.
Oh, how Dios míos.
Hey, what'd you say? Dios míos? Dios míos.
Thank you, Gelb.
I just got back from Mexico, so I
un poquito, that's right,
español. Mm-hmm. They were very impressed with some of the Spanish I was drinking.
How was Mexico?
Saying. Very good. Muy bien.
Yeah. So you wouldn't.
Muchas cervezas.
Did you use chelas? Did you use the chela line that I gave you?
What was that?
I told you to hit up the bartender, Tom. Dos chelas, por favor. A different way to say beer, but that's how they say it in Mexico, in Cancun specifically. And they would have thought you were a local at that point, Zach.
Gotcha. That is my mistake. Lo siento.
Well, look at you. You really did pick up some Espanol. How about that?
I took a little bit of Spanish in high school. So
I find it shocking to live in New York all your life and not at least go see the parade or the ball drop at least once. Yeah. I think that's a whiff.
Do you want to stand in line like for the New Year ball drop?
I don't
to stand in line for 10 hours. You can't get out of line to go to the bathroom.
I don't want to, but you'd like. You know, one of the pleasures of living in Florida, Disney World's right there. So you may say, oh, I'm not a big Disney guy, whatever. But it's kind of crazy if you're going to live in Florida and you're not at least going to go once, take advantage of, you know, Florida residence days and whatever. Like, to live in New York and be able to do something without having to travel and get a hotel room that people, you know, would spend lots of money to do, to be able to do it just because you live there seems like a whiff on your part.
Okay, so two things. Number one, on why I never did it for Thanksgiving. My mom always loved watching it as a kid, but we would then go drive to Jersey on Thanksgiving morning. So my dad would be like, let's get out of the house as soon as possible once my mom saw enough of the parade, and we would make our way to Jersey. There was no way Bob Gelb was going to New York City on Thanksgiving morning. The dude hates traffic, and he has great road rage. So that's number one. Number two, New Year's Eve, I think, is the most – New Year's is the most overrated holiday. I don't like back in the day, sure, I would go to the club, do all that stuff. But now I don't need to go out and have like a big grand old time, a little apartment party, a little dinner, good with me. Anything else is just a joke, in my opinion.
I get you. I'm with you. New Year's Eve, whatever. It's no big deal. I'm just saying you live there. So it's kind of crazy not to go see the ball drop once.
Then you got to stand out in those frigid temperatures, too. It's just it's a
disaster. You get the Planet Fitness glasses, though.
Here's the thing. But the Taurus. I don't love tourists, if I'm just being honest. Oh, they always they look up, they run into you, they don't know how to move in and out of the subways. I don't need to sit in the cesspool of tourists.
You spent 5 days in the Zona Hotelera, literally the tourist section of Cancun.
Yes.
Get out of here, you don't like tourists. And by the way, Hawk, we shouldn't be surprised that this guy's a total phony. Wouldn't even eat a real dirty water hot dog on the air with us. A total
you're
phony.
A New York poser is what you are.
What job is Solana up for, by the way, where he's in such a nice shirt today? Usually
yeah,
he's dressed
no one
like
knows
a
what's
bum.
Going on there. No one knows what's going on there.
All right, let's talk. For Jimmy's birthday, is that what it was?
Let's talk a little football. Have you been watching the college football playoff rankings? Are
yes.
you familiar with what's going on with Miami? You know, there's this possibility Miami ends with two losses, Notre Dame ends with two losses, and Notre Dame gets a playoff nod, even though Miami beat Notre Dame head to head. I don't know if the Canes beat Pitt this Saturday and beat them convincingly. Do you think the Canes belong? If there's space for a two-loss team from the ACC, do the Canes belong in the college football playoffs?
I thought Pitt going into this season was one of the most underrated teams in the country. They had the quarterback change. They basically didn't give a rat's ass about the Notre Dame game. And now this is going to be a big one coming up this week. I can't wait for that Miami Pitt game, by the way. But I think this is what people need to understand. What I'm about to say doesn't mean that I think Miami should be left out. But in this new college football playoff format, when it was kind of arranged and came about 2 years ago, it was kind of the unwritten rule that as long as Notre Dame had two losses or fewer, and let's just say 1 year it wasn't a loss to NIU because they could only suffer one loss last year. They had two respectable losses this year. Then there would be a spot for them. So I don't think it's necessarily going to come down to Miami or Notre Dame. I think as long as Notre Dame just finishes the season one game left against Stanford, which they'll beat them, with two losses or fewer, they're going to be in. But I understand your point. Hey, we played them. It's the same. They're the same record potentially after this weekend, and they beat them, so it doesn't head-to-head matter. I just think the way it's going to shape out, and this is for the foreseeable future.
But I'm curious your opinion. Forget how it might shape out, because we understand what might happen. Do you give any credence to the notion
that... I would
that,
put Miami in, yes.
Okay. That was really my question, because to me... If
I just don't think it's happening.
If you've got... I don't think so either, but if you've got two teams that have the same number of losses and one of those teams beat the other team, to me, that's kind of the argument ender.
Yeah, and I think the committee, they got, I guess the term rabbit ears is right here. Because the original ranking, Miami was like 18th.
They did make a big jump. Yep,
what did they really do as of late to move up into, you know, what were they, 11 or whatever it was last night? Like what did they really, or 10? What was it exactly
12.
For Miami? 12.
12.
Oh, no, 12, but they're, what seed would they be?
11.
11.
Of, 11 because of the G5. Yeah, yep. So... that to me is the committee got a little bit.
They're hearing it. They're hearing it, which is why I think if Miami can beat Pitt convincingly, if they can, because there's recency bias and there's this groundswell of noise around Miami. I think if they can beat Pitt convincingly, they do themselves a world of good.
But here's the two things why I think you guys will be left out. If Alabama beats Auburn this weekend, regardless if they lose in the SEC championship game or not, they'll be in. They set that precedent last year, and they haven't jumped Miami over Notre Dame yet. So could there really be anything outside of the fact that maybe Notre Dame plays a close one with Stanford, and the next thing you know, Miami's blowing out Pitt? Is there really anything Miami can do, unless they win the ACC, which is not going to happen, to jump Notre Dame? Because Notre Dame's been in front the entire way. I would say no.
Where do you think Lane Kiffin's going to end up, Gelb?
Ugh. You know what? I'm sick and tired of this. I've talked about this story. I've said this. One day I go, okay, he's going to go to LSU. Then I got convinced for 3 days that he's going to stay at Ole Miss. Florida, I know people throw the connections out there with how much he idolizes Spurrier and the whole wife connection, all that. I think it's either LSU or Ole Miss. The fact that he's creating this dog and pony show where it's, we're going to have him make this announcement on Saturday, you know, like after the Egg Bowl. I read that statement, and for most of it, I said, he gone. And then the last line I said, kind of seems like he's staying, but everyone thinks he's going to LSU. If I was him, I would go to LSU, but I'm sick and tired of guessing what Lane Kiffin is going to do. I will say this, though. The committee's already starting to drop them. I don't think they would drop him out of the playoff entirely if he leaves, but I do think they would maybe drop them out of a home playoff game, which is just a joke. And it's ridiculous to those kids. But I don't really blame Lane. I blame the system, because how they allow coaches to leave before the playoff is wild to me. If it was some irrelevant bowl game, I get it. That's why it's in place. But if he abandons those kids, which it seems like there's a chance, you know, if it happens, this announcement on Saturday goes that he's taking LSU or Florida, he's going to leave those kids before the playoff. Like, it's not the Chiefs.
That's a fascinating twist, right? Because Gino Toretto was talking with us about that yesterday, where, hey, if you're going to punish FSU because their quarterback's not there, then you've got to punish Ole Miss if the brain, the genius behind the offense isn't going to be there, right?
So two things. One, the Jordan Travis injury was in a 14 playoff. Now it's 12. So when you say punish, I think most people think, oh, they'll drop him out of the playoff entirely. I don't think that's the case. I think they're just going to drop him down some spots, but still put them in the college football playoff. If they win this weekend, their only loss was to Georgia in a game where they were spanking Georgia for the first three quarters, and then Georgia did what Georgia does in the fourth.
We troll Crowder all the time on this show, specifically with Lane Kiffin, because he thinks Lane is a lock for Florida. That's his opinion. But we're always saying, why would he leave Ole Miss to go to Florida? Why would he leave Ole Miss even to go to LSU? Can you maybe look from a national perspective? Is the brand really that much stronger for a Florida or LSU program than one that's in the playoff already at Ole Miss? Like, I realize those two teams have better history. I get that. But the brand itself, like, he's already established. Why go start again at these other schools? I don't get it.
The brand is mattering less and less in college football now. Like Kurt Cignetti stayed at Indiana. He could have had the Penn State job if he wanted it the day that the job became available. But in regard to that situation, I said this last year. If I was Lane, I would not leave Ole Miss for Florida. I think LSU is a different animal. Now, with that being said, look at Brian Kelly. Leaves Notre Dame, didn't have the way that he envisioned success at LSU. Now he's out of a job in 4 years. But you look at LSU and you see three different coaches won national championships since 2000. It is a tough job to pass up if your goal is to win a national championship. Where for Lane, I think he actually can win one at Ole Miss. But I still think a lot of people believe that probably the apex is getting to an SEC championship game, maybe winning it, being a Final Four team. But I don't think people expect them to win the national championship.
Hey, Gelb, I don't know if you pay attention to the NBA before, say, Christmas Day. Are you watching what's going on in Miami with the Heat? You got one eye open?
I'm not, but I know Solana is very happy these days, from what I gather.
I mean, they look really good. I mean, there's no getting around it. I know we're still in November. There's no getting around it. The Miami Heat might have something special brewing down
there. And let me tell you, this show needs it, because there is no show in the country that gets behind their local teams more than Hockman, Crowder, and Solana. The crap I had to hear about the Dolphins for the last 2 years. Oh, my God. You guys need a gift of the Miami Heat.
I believe they might have a pathway to the playoffs, Gelby.
Oh, they can make the play. Did anyone – is that like a bold statement? Did anyone say they wouldn't be a playoff team before the season started?
They're 4-7. And I'm talking about the Dolphins.
Oh. Sorry, I thought you were still talking about the Heat.
No, the Heat better make the playoffs.
Hey, I said this the last time I was on. They're going to go win some games, but come on, they're not getting past. They'll win more than 6 or 7 games. You know, are they going to do more than that? I don't know about that.
But I think the Heat are going to end up with a better record than the New York Knicks, Gelb. I think that is a foregone conclusion at this point.
Yeah, I think you're on some drugs. That's what I think.
Solana's right.
Are you talking about the Heat that are 2-1 against the New York Knicks this season? That is me drug-induced giving a take because they've literally beat them head-to-head 2 times out of 3 times. So I'm not sure.
This is where I like to point out that Alejandro Solana is on the Heat payroll. Just pointing that out.
Yeah, I think people could figure that out on their own. Gelby, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? Are you doing a traditional Thanksgiving meal?
He didn't last year, Gelb, right? Didn't you have the lasagna with meatballs?
Lasagna.
People are stealing my bit. I've been on this take for 8 years, and now all these other hack radio hosts get behind the microphone and go, turkey's overrated. I know Hawk actually was in agreement with you. Didn't you get the blessing from your wife last year to just bag the turkey, right?
We did, yeah.
Yeah, so we do lasagna. It's a sausage and pepperoni lasagna. It's absolutely delicious. That's our main course. We'll have some charcuterie. We'll have some shrimp. We do an icebox cake as well. There's some other appetizers that get thrown into the mix. My sister makes a delicious focaccia bread. But we abandoned turkey about 15 or so years ago. My grandmother passed away and she wasn't here for last Thanksgiving. So that was the first Thanksgiving without her. She was the matriarch, and then my grandfather shortly followed after that. So this will be the first Thanksgiving without both my grandparents. But that is what we do in the Gelb household. We make sure to not do turkey.
I adopted that. I had bandied it about for a couple of years because my point was, I watched
ham,
my wife.
Steak? What did you do last year? I forget.
We ended up, London
broil.
Believe,
what did you
steak.
Do?
We brought in food. It was just me, my wife, my son. And I believe we brought in food from a steakhouse. Or did we do ribs? I don't know. Whatever it wasn't memorable. Mm-hmm. But I had bandied this about for a couple of years. Because my wife would slave away all day, and the turkey and the stuffing and the sweet potato pie and whatever. And I'm watching football. My son's watching football. And then, it wasn't the payoff wasn't worth the amount of work that she had to put in. And so I was kind of and both DJ and I were like, I love turkey, but not like a whole turkey Thanksgiving meal. I like a turkey sub,
I will stop you right here in your tracks. If you really want to go see the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City next year, you could go see the parade in the morning. You then take the train out to Long Island and you join the Gelbs with the whole Hawkman clan. We'd invite you over and give you a great meal.
My wife, for 56 years, has wanted to go see the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. She loves it more than anything. She will watch it from start to finish when it's on TV. We may take you up on that offer.
Yeah, I think my dad would love to have you. I'm the captain of Thanksgiving in my family. I kind of organize it all throughout the years. But I will. I'm sure he'd be happy to.
I could talk radio with him, right? I mean, we'll chop it up about radio.
You would be a great guest. Trust me, there's some people that come there are like, we don't want to really deal with them. But you would come. I think you'd be welcome to the house.
Bring some hot takes. Yeah, I'll bring some hot takes.
I'm not going to invite Channing. I'm not inviting Channing because he'll big time us. Solana, if you want to join, you're more than welcome as well. Jimmy, you too. Sorry, I could barely even see Jimmy on the screen. It's so small.
Yeah, I got a very small box.
Yeah.
Very small.
All right, Zach Gelb. We love you, Gelby. Happy Thanksgiving, and we will speak with you next week.
You got it. And remember, folks, turkey, overrated. You'll admit it one day.
The only thing that I'll say, Gelby, is that Aronde Gadsden was on with us this week, and he made a great point, which is the next day leftovers. He loves the turkey sandwich. You throw a little mayo on the Hawaiian roll, throw a couple slices of turkey. He's like, you have a lasagna, you have steak or whatever. You can't do it. You can't enjoy leftovers the way that you do with a traditional Thanksgiving meal.
When the lasagna is piping hot out of the oven, I love it. But you know what? The next day or even later that night, when you see some in the fridge, cold lasagna, even better.
What?
Even better.
Cold lasagna.
Still sincere. That's how good our family lasagna is.
I'm with him on
I'm
that.
I'm telling you.
I'm with him on
cold
that.
Cold lasagna?
Cold lasagna.
I love some cold lasagna. Yeah.
Not room temperature, cold, out of the fridge lasagna.
Phenomenal.
I don't know about that, yeah. Man.
Solana likes that cold meat.
Yeah, Jimmy's got that small box. All right, see you, Gelby.
You got it, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, Zach Gelb there from the Infinity Sports Network. Everyone's welcome at the Hard Rock Bet Thanksgiving table. Sign up today. Bet $5 on any game. If it wins, you'll feast on $150 in bonus bets on top of your winnings. So you got a winning bet, a stuffed bankroll. That's something to be thankful for this year. You having Thanksgiving meal tomorrow? You want to be the ball know-it-all? Check out the Hard Rock Bet Stats Hub. It's got streaks, trends, hot streaks, the latest line moves, everything you need to sound sharp and bet smarter. Don't get bit by the injury bug anymore. I told you I have a parlay with the three games tomorrow. Bet the week 13 games with injury insurance. If the player you bet on leaves the game in the first half due to injury, you'll get your bet back as a bonus bet. Lots of college football Saturday. Chaos is coming. Every upset, every grudge match, every wild finish is right at your fingertips on the Hard Rock Bet app. So sign up today. If you're more into the hardwood than the gridiron, the NBA is in full swing. Hard Rock Bet puts the entire basketball season in the palm of your hand, from tip-off to buzzer beaters and everything in between. All right, make sure you download the Hard Rock Bet app now, because it's going to make the Thanksgiving four-day weekend that much more fun. It's all offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, please call 1-833-PLAY-WISE.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Is it possible that we are all clones?
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.